is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran. I love chocolate, mysteries, and Andrew Walker Naked Lunch. All those things.
You can't do that because I don't despise those guys.
Hey, it's Panda. I like chocolate. I like mysteries, and I like Andrew Walker and Nikki DeLoach.
I'm Dan. I despise chocolate, mysteries, wow. Andrew Walker, and Nikki DeLoach.
Come on, Dan.
Oh, that's low.
And this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
Yes, it is. Boy. Hello, everybody. How we doing? Another week, another movies and mysteries movie. This week is an actual mystery. Very excited to dive into it. A new mystery
series. Wheel is what Nikki calls it.
Wheel. What is it?
Wheel. She calls it a wheel.
What, why?
I don't know, but it is what she calls it. She's like, she wanted to do a wheel. So apparently it's a thing where you get three or four movies every, I don't know why she calls it that. Someone in the biz could tell us. We're not in the biz. I don't know if you know, but she's called it a wheel every time we talk to her.
How many wheels have you been a part of?
Three.
Seven.
You've been a part of seven wheels?
Seven wheels.
So you've been a part of four wheels without Dan.
Man, that's crazy. Oh, yeah. Tell me, the three I was in, I didn't, Panda wasn't there. You did seven by yourself.
Yeah.
What are your wheels? I know Dan's, I was there.
Wait, you were there for his
wheel? I was.
How come I wasn't invited to the wheel?
See, you need to tell him. You need to tell him right now. Now's the time. Air that dirty laundry right now.
We don't need to get into the specifics, but I will say one name, and that should clear everything up, which is Sandy Patty.
Mm.
That clears it all up.
No, it does. Yeah. That say no more.
I won't.
I just, yeah. I just did Big Wheel. Keep on turning.
That was awful. It was just awful.
No, you stop.
It was awful.
It was not awful. It was not awful.
I loved it. You Wrigley, bring that over to me, my side of the table anytime you want. Wrigley, my neck of the woods.
Wrigley, how you doing, man?
Al Roker stole neck of the woods from me. I'm just letting you know right now. Stole it.
That is
it, that pirate. Stole it. I said that regularly.
How old are you, Rick?
You take a guess. Look at me.
Somewhere.
Look at me.
You are in the 50s?
Try again, hot shot.
28?
What are you smoking over there, smokestack?
Are you in between those two numbers?
I am as old as you think I am. Age is just a number. That's what's going on in my neck of the woods. Back to you.
Why don't we
keep him around? That contract just gets us in so much trouble.
How long is the contract
for? We had somebody cancel Bramble Jam Plus, and the reason for canceling was it's too much to keep up with, and I don't understand what the rig guy's talking about with the pants.
Yeah, that's fair.
And here's the thing, whomever that was, we don't either.
Yeah, that's true.
You think we have insider info?
We don't. We don't know. We don't know why he makes pants jokes. We don't know why they're funny. We don't know. We don't know. We got as much as you do there.
I love a good pant joke, though.
I think we all do.
I know I do. Guys, very excited to talk about this. Can I ask you this? Going into this, how much knowledge did you have about the inner workings of chocolate? Can I ask you that?
So much.
Really?
Yeah, I watched this movie called Love and Chocolate, Romance and Chocolate with Lacey Chabert. Mm-hmm. And she was in Bruges and she was trying to date a chocolatier. And I felt like I got an education on chocolate.
No, that's good.
I've been to Kilwin's, and that's how I know about my chocolate.
It's a creamery too, right?
Yeah, it's delicious. Both wonderful.
What's a creamery?
Make ice cream.
Wow.
It's on Main Street in, that Greenville.
I know that place.
Yeah.
I didn't know that it was a creamery.
Yeah.
It's a chain.
Yeah, okay. It's from Michigan.
It's from Michigan, but they have the best ice cream.
You think it holds up here? Because the ice cream, I hear in Michigan, it's great, but the Kilwin's that I had on Main
they
Street,
ship it from Michigan.
I just thought it was okay. Oh, it was fine.
I thought it was great.
I
love it.
All in on it.
It's very creamy.
Mm.
Wow.
It's a creamery.
It's creamery.
Didn't see it coming. All right, guys, you ready to dive into this?
Yeah.
Dying for chocolate.
There's actually a new guy in this movie, and I can't believe we buried the lead, as they would say, in the biz. Andrew W. Walker is in this movie.
Unbelievable.
I don't know who that is. We know Andrew Walker.
Yeah.
This movie is Andrew W. Walker. They look very similar, but I
wonder what
the
deal
that.
Is with the W.
I don't know. But is he, like, all of his stuff is switched to that.
But he hasn't been that forever, right?
No. But all of his stuff is that, like, I'm pretty sure, like, Insta and Twitter, it says Andrew W. Walker.
Should I try to find out?
I'd love a little, little scoop.
To have a little insider info.
Okay, I'll try to get something at some point.
Okay, great.
Dying for Chocolate, Curse Time, originally aired on April 10th, 2022, and it went a little something like this. The movie kicks off with Nikki DeLoach running in the woods, blood on her forehead. What? 4 days earlier, Nikki is a chef. Her name is Goldie Berry. And a hunk named Brad is clearly into her. She is scared to go on a date with him, but not like scared, like I'm scared of you, but like this would be a big step because of the divorce and stuff. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Of course.
But she, you know what? She decides to go for it. We meet a lot of people at this party. There's an ex-husband who's a doctor from Riverdale. Who's also starting? Gosh, isn't he great?
Yep.
Who is starting a new business and is trying to get some investors, including Brad, who's apparently super rich. We meet a couple where the guy is drunk, hits on women, and the woman's name is Adele.
Hello,
a hypnotherapy doctor, and then there's an Alison Brie knockoff, and Goldie is on her way home and gets caught in traffic. Appears a car has run off the road, the cliff, gone. She finds out that it was her friend Laura Smiley. She did. We meet Detective Tom Schultz, related to Mark, by the way.
Oh,
Mark Schultz.
He's my son.
He's from San Francisco and has worked in some major cases, and boy, is he serious. He starts asking questions because there's no skid marks. Can I say skid marks anymore?
Like, why? Yeah, you can, that's why he asked the question. What? There weren't any skid marks.
You perked
up.
I didn't. You perked up when I said not. Skid marks. You always perk up when I say skid marks.
What?
That's true. You really do.
You do. That's something people don't know about you.
You that's say weird skid that marks.
You do.
And I perk up.
Two truths and a lie about Dan. He... always perks up about skid marks. Do you need to hear anymore? So there's a rumor going around that she was having an affair with the drunk guy from the party who's always just hitting on women. Goldie doesn't believe those rumors. Not about that life. So naturally, she starts to just like poke around, see if she can solve this sucker. She breaks into Smiley's office. And Detective Tommy Boy over there shows up and is not happy to see her poking around. The drunk dude's wife, Adele, you know her.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
And Goldie sees her lurking around. It's kind of suspicious. Then she finds out that Goldie's... yes. No. That Smiley... Nope.
Goldie's last day.
That PFO. Adele's son.
Oh, man.
She then finds out that Adele's son was being a little sketchball in the parking lot of the school.
Julian?
Yeah, Julian. Before the murder car happened. What was that guy up to? Brad then saw him and was like, yeah, it was weird he was doing that, huh? Thanks, Brad. Dynamite drop him now. Adele tells Goldie that she does think that Smiley was cheating with the husband because she saw her sneaking out of the house. Turns out that Adele's ex-husband died.
Hello?
By driving off a cliff. What?
What?
So Goldie sneaks into Smiley's house to look for stuff. And while there, someone else sneaks in and she hides in a closet, calls Tommy Boy. She sees somebody wearing black gloves poking around, runs off when they hear the sirens. The Alison Brie lookalike tells Goldie a couple of big things. One, at the party, they saw the ex-husband and Smiley just kind of in an argument, arguing with one another, Goldie's ex-husband. And everybody, Smiley and Brad used to date. What? So she goes on a date with Brad, and she tells Tom that he should come sit at another table just in case, you know, he could find some stuff we can talk about. So he does that. Brad tells Goldie that he proposed to Smiley. She said no. Then Tom is like, hey, come over here. He goes over there and he's like, hey, I got the autopsy. Turns out Smiley was poisoned. That's dum, what killed dum, dum. She's poisoned, and then obviously she died and then drove off the cliff. Goldie then remembers that the Allison Brie lookalike was in the kitchen by herself with the cookies, the thing that I was with the poison. And it was like, Anne was also the one that told her about Brad and was flirting with the creep cheater guy at the party. Could be Allison Brie. So the next night, everyone's at this party. Goldie and Tom start talking, and he opens up about his divorce that he had. Turns out that Goldie knew his ex-wife. Small world, am I right, boys? Goldie, am I right, boys?
Yeah.
Hey, Dan, it's good marks. That's funny. You're a funny boy. So Goldie finds Smiley's colleague acting real shady, and she accuses him, and he draws a gun. Oh, buddy. He ends up taking her into the forest, and then Tom runs out there. He's like, oh, I got you. I got you, pal. And they kind of walk through what they think happened, which is this. He really wanted this wellness center to happen, so he hypnotized everyone and was like, this was a good idea for our business. Adele's son, Julian, wasn't having it. And basically, he then told Smiley. Why he tell Smiley? Because I guess he and Smiley were hooking up. What? So it wasn't the little guy, the other guy after all. Things unraveled from there. He decided to take things into his own hands. Poison her, you know the deal. Because, you know, he now knew that she knew and all this stuff. You got to poison her. That's the logical step if you want this wellness center to happen. He then hears something, turns behind her, him, and Goldie tackles him. Whoa, gun, gonzo.
Gunshot.
Gets arrested, and Tom goes to check on her, and it's like, you're doing good? And she's like, yeah, and he's like, I'm just doing my job. And I don't know. Is it raining? It's probably raining. And that, my friends, was
Curious Caterer. It's a
Benjamin Button. Dying chocolate.
Did
it? Dying for Chocolate, a Curious Caterer mystery.
Okay.
Curious Caterer.
It's a lot.
It is.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break. And we'll come back when we bring this movie down. Does that sound good? Here on Dick Dahmer. Welcome back, everybody. Yes, we're talking about the newest mystery wheel on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries.
Spin that wheel of mysteries.
Exactly right. Carpet samples. We're going to do the hot take where we share exactly how we felt about this movie. We don't hold back. And I'm going to start with my good friend Panda, who has been just named by Cincinnati's finest.
Ooh. No way.
CC's Pizza.
Wow.
On fifth.
On fifth.
Yes. It's always fifth.
That's the best one.
As one of the best hot takes.
Wow. Yes. It's a big step, man.
It's huge, man.
That's why you get in the game. That's why you get in the hot take game.
Yeah.
What do you got, buddy?
Listen, normally I don't like mysteries that much. The mystery movies, they're not my favorite.
Did you think you meant
mysteries
all?
Mysteries in general. Like, I don't want anyone coming back like
Scooby-Doo?
At me.
You don't like Scooby-Doo?
Well, you see, this is what I was concerned about. People thinking I wasn't into the Scoobs. I'm always in for the Scoobs.
Okay.
No, the mystery movies. And here's the deal. You know, I like Mystery 101, obviously. That was my favorite one. But, you know, I do not mind this series. I thought that this was an interesting movie. It kept my interest. Here's a couple things that I felt were a little misstepped, if we were to say. First of all, I think the killer and his motive and the unfolding of that mystery is real dumb. The hypnosis and all that, hypnotherapy. I don't buy that. It just, it didn't work for me.
You don't buy hypnotherapy?
No, I buy hypnotherapy 100%. I don't buy that he has that degree of persuasion where he's like changing everyone's motives. That is a big ask for the audience to buy into. Also, and here's where I think it's a little odd. I felt like Andrew Walker's character is a little timid as a police officer, where Goldie or Nikki DeLoach's character is a lot more bold. And I think in some sense it would have been interesting for them to maybe switch places. Like,
it's
called
the Curious Caterer.
Right.
You mean Nikki, you mean the actor switch places?
Yes. I think it would be interesting.
Keith the Caterer. Yeah.
Keith the Caterer. And I think Andrew Walker.
We've been saying for forever that we'd love to see a woman detective.
And I think it would work because she acts more like a bold detective. Like, she's taking the lead on this entire case and down to her tackling the bad guy.
So it sounds like you didn't like it.
No. I'm just saying that I think would have maybe added to it. Overall, I thought the mystery itself was relatively interesting. I wasn't bored. I think that's the best thing I can say. I wasn't bored. Normally, these are not my jam. I'd rather watch Hallmark romance. But, like, overall, hey, I like this movie. I'm excited to see where they go with it. I thought that they're... here's the best part. Their B cast, or the people that come along, the supporting cast, was phenomenal who they got together. Her ex-husband is wonderful. I love him. Yeah, and then Kaon?
Yeah, Antonio Kaon, Lachlan Monroe is the,
they're
is
wonderful.
The ex-husband.
That was wonderful, man. I love it. So yeah, big fan. I'm excited to see what they do with it. For a first entry, good.
Big fan, except for the plot and the character. You heard it first. I mean, this, I don't really like these. This is really good. I mean, the plot, meh, characters should have switched.
The ending was tough to buy in. And I think that you should flip.
So I liked it quite a bit. So I love Andrew Walker and Nikki DeLoach together. So it was going to be like an uphill battle for me not to like it.
Yep.
The mystery, I don't care. Like, it's whatever at this point. Like, as long as they're solving something, great. So the mystery wasn't good or bad for me. It existed and it served its purpose. And the purpose was to get them hanging out some. So it's great. I think my biggest complaint is, while yes, I thought the B cast was great, there was a lot of them to keep track of.
Yeah.
Like, I'm making up names. Allison Brie lookalike. I don't know her name. I could have tried a little harder, but what do you want me to do? I didn't know how much these people mattered. So that was a tricky thing. It was just a lot of names. And, but you know, I got over it, got over the hump. You figure things out. You follow along. It's hard to write a synopsis. It's hard to explain it like that.
That's a lot.
I didn't have a hard time keeping track. It was just hard to write it in a synopsis.
Sure.
So, you know, just that little thing. But I really liked Andrew Walker as like a serious guy. I actually thought he was
I thought he did a good job
as a detective. You know, he's like, we always say he's like the golden retriever of Hallmark, but he's like
a gruff side.
He's like, this is like golden retriever, but like old golden retriever that just kind of sits around all day and is like, do you need anything? Like,
has an arthritic back.
Yeah. Like, that's what I'm talking about, right? That's what the W stands for. W stands for.
Apparently, he's always gone by Andrew W. Walker, and we're just now catching on.
That's true.
That's what the.
Why
the
am
chat
I just now noticing?
It's crazy. You noticed it, and you pointed out to me. I was like, that can't be right. There you have it. We don't know what we're talking about.
But yes, I very much did enjoy this. I hope there's another one. I want to see these two kiss some more. So that's really what I think we're all invested in.
How are you going to top the last one? Yeah, pretty much go straight to TV 14, I believe.
No doubt. There. No doubt.
So yeah, there are pros and cons here. I think that. The cons are they do fall into the trap of explaining all of these people's motives throughout the middle portion of this movie. It's hard to care about the middle. That's the big con, is it gets really messy in the middle and it's just a lot of people. The two pros are this. One, I love the two leads. Love the two leads. I love what they're doing. They're a little bit different in this movie than normal. I love that. The other, actually two other pros, there's some humor in this that actually lands, which is very unusual for these movies. Mystery 101 can't land humor. They try, they can't do it. Not Robin Thomas is great. He's wonderful. But the humor.
You really don't think they can land
I don't think Mystery 101's, it's not that they're not capable.
Wizard skills.
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny, dude.
It's funny, but it's not supposed to be funny like we found it funny.
Disagree.
But the big thing that I think worked for me in this movie is that even though the hypnotherapy is dumb, this was a cast of characters that had legitimate motivations for committing this crime, and I guessed wrong.
Yeah,
I think I've watched a dozen of these movies. I've guessed wrong one other time.
Who did you think it was?
I thought it was Archie, the wife, the husband of Adele. That made perfect sense. Have her come cater for Adele to make it look like he didn't do it. Set her up the whole way. And that made perfect sense to me.
I thought it was Kayon.
I thought for sure. No, I thought Kayon was a clear red herring. It was a great like misdirect. And so,
well, I thought it was Kayon before they.
Kayon would have been great
before they did the X. Like I'm proposed.
I'm really
to her
excited
thing.
That it wasn't him though, because I want to see more of him.
I love
a love
that
triangle
dude.
Between Kayon and but Walker.
He gets to be a killer. That would have been fun. But yeah, to have him around longer is great. I guess wrong, which is great because the guy who does it. His motivation is the biggest reach because it involves hypnotizing the town and then giving him money. whereas all these other people have like legit motivations for wanting this girl dead. And so I thought they did a good job weaving all of those in there. You got the son, you got the mom whose husband she thinks is cheating on her with, like all of these were really good motivations. And so good characters, good leads, good motives. Still murky in the middle. We don't know why we care. It's a bunch of talking. That is a hurdle that all of these movies, save for one Mystery 101, hasn't cleared. And this one doesn't clear that for me. But it does some things right that the other ones don't. Would happily watch another one over 99% of what we see on Hallmark.
All right. And I'm bad. Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad. Not bad.
Not bad. Not bad. Not bad. Let's get to all the feels. Panda? What you feeling?
You know, I don't know if this movie is a movie that's like invokes like a lot of feels, but I will tell you, I really liked the just kind of a few of the moments where Nikki and Walker have like these almost moments of silence where he's like studying her reactions and she's trying to like read him, and they're just kind of getting used to one another. And you could tell like he's into her, but he's trying to stay professional. I don't know. I like that. I don't know if I got
any. We call it the soft spark.
Yeah.
You missed that in the interview. We call it the soft spark.
Soft spark. Well, there's a lot of soft sparking going on. Real tender sparks going on there.
I saw Tender Sparks live. Oh, boy.
It was one of the most romantic evenings.
Oh, my gosh. Burned down all the candles.
Yep.
It was crazy. It was probably ill-advised.
Oh, it was definitely ill-advised. But you never forget it.
You never forget Tender
Sparks. Hey, Andrew. Andrew, are you there?
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, you're on the pod. Say hi to the boys.
Hey, fellas.
What's up, man? Buddy? Hey, quick question for you. Have you always professionally gone by Andrew W. Walker?
More or less. Yeah, because there was an Andrew Walker in SAG, and so back in the day when I first joined SAG, like 19 years ago, they forced me to take the W in the middle.
What's but why the, am I just now noticing it? I feel like it was very prominent in this movie. Am I making it up?
Yeah, I didn't push them to put the W in here any more than I did last few, you know, any of my other movies.
Do they always do it or no?
Not really. No. No, they don't.
That's weird. So at least we're not crazy.
I got into some trouble. Like 2 years into being a member of SAG, they reached out to my manager and they were like, hey, he has to use the W. He has to.
And wow.
And then it went, you know, then it kind of, a few years later, I did a couple movies where it just was just Andrew Walker, and they never really said anything. And so sometimes I use it, sometimes I don't.
About that. All right.
What do you guys want me to do?
I like Andrew W. Q. Walker. It makes it seem you've got something really
very prestigious.
Serious
yeah, there's
on.
Some clout there.
Yeah, I really like that.
You got some clout? Okay,
yeah.
Guys. Andrew W. Walker it is.
There it is. All right. Thanks, buddy.
Bye. See you, man.
See you, man.
There you go. So we're not making it up. Hallmark hasn't always done it.
Yep.
He's gone by it.
He's gone by it, but Hallmark hasn't always put it in the credits.
So my feels is I actually really like the scene where Nikki goes into her ex-husband's office and they do this little back and forth, and then he comes out that he's in therapy.
Yeah.
And like there's this like really sweet moment where you can tell that they have enough of a relationship.
It's as much as I've ever bought a couple in a Hallmark movie being formally married.
She's proud of him, and it makes him feel good that she's proud of him.
Yeah.
And it was just a really sweet.
That is a good moment.
If you think those actors don't matter, man, Lachlan Monroe being in that role, who is probably four or five on the call sheet, he elevates that material.
Yes, he does.
And Nikki's always game.
Yeah.
But you give her someone like
but
that.
But also, like, it's the little thing that Nikki does too, where she comes in, no, like, she starts talking doctor with him because, you know, she's aware of it. And then she goes and she sits on his desk.
Yeah.
It's like these little things of, like, they're very familiar. Obviously, they were married, but there's this comfort level. But you can also, like, when she's proud of him, you can tell it means a lot to him. And I just thought the whole scene was very subtle but very well done, and it just gave me feels.
I laughed real hard at a scene in this movie where Nikki DeLoach's character's best friend just died, and she has to sit through what amounts to be a Keystone Cops routine with Mason, the police officer. And for the life of me, this guy doing a Who's on First bit where he doesn't know Andrew's behind him, and he's like stumbling, fumbling, bumbling, played for laughs hours after Nikki DeLoach's best friend has died, felt so out of place in this movie. It legitimately made me laugh. Like, it made me laugh that they thought, this is the moment. This is where we're going to inject that humor right in there. And it worked for me. I don't know why it worked, but it worked for me. It's terrible, but it worked. I laughed real hard. I was like, what are they doing right now? This is supposed to be solemn and serious.
I do think that John Christian Plumber should just write all these movies.
Gosh, he's so good.
He's the best at this.
Yes.
Like, this whole movie, it just felt good. Like, the dialogue, it was clearly well.
Pacing was really good.
Yeah. Like, with that many characters, it still didn't, like, it got a little muddy, but it felt
a little complex, but.
But it still felt really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's take one more quick break. Yeah, we're back.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think we are. Mm-hmm. Let's get to the Wait What. See if we can dig any out of the old chocolate store.
You got it. Nice.
Yeah, good
job.
Yeah. Her friend, and I cannot for the life of me remember if this is...
For the life of me, I cannot remember what made us think we were wise.
And we never compromised.
For the life of me, cannot remember.
Where's rig on this bit? Because this is a rig Dilby bit.
Yeah, you don't ever make fun of the verb pipe, you SOBs. You think you're special? They got one more hit than you do, and they are wonderful. Merely freshmen. That's a hit. Speaks to the core of who we are as humans. Man, that's a surprising take from rig. Well, I did not see that coming.
So you are as old as we think you are. That's
take that number in your head.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That is more. But what if we have different numbers?
We do.
You don't.
Fan. Anyway.
That's what's going on in my neck of the woods.
I don't even know if it was Al Roker that did that then for the first time.
Oh, it was Al. You believe it was me, and then it was Al.
Where did he hear you do it?
We were at Fitzy's.
Right.
Yeah.
Al Roker stepped foot
in
Fitzy's.
You know Al. Old Al.
Yeah.
Pre weight loss Al.
Yeah.
He was down to clown.
No doubt. That guy's done some human darts, I'll tell you that
much. Oh, boy. He has.
No
doubt. There's no doubt about it.
Mm.
Panda?
I don't remember if this is her friend Laura or Marla, but one of the friends makes a really aggressive metaphor about Beignet's affairs and her divorce all at the same time. And it just is one of the more, she comes on in just like, you want Beignet's? And it turns dark.
Yeah.
And I'm here for it.
You're just like, whoa.
Whoa. Calm it down. This is one of those things that as a teacher, I'm empathetic to, but it was a weird thing. So her daughter is clearly upset that her friend Laura, Dr. Smiley, has been killed. Like, clearly she's upset. When she comes on in distraught, Brad, the teacher, her teacher, comes on in and he says, I'm so sorry for all this. He goes, we'll make space for it today in class.
A lot of space.
Lot of space in class. Now, hear me out, guys. Mm. As somebody who is empathetic towards the plight of teenagers going through issues, she is technically the only one in the classroom who is really distraught about this particular individual dying that we know of. That's a case for the school counselor. You don't need to take up a whole class for that, right?
Well, I think in a small town, everyone would know the murder. My problem with it wasn't that it's for the school counselor. It 100% is, but I think it could affect all of them. My problem is that what does he teach?
Well, that's a great question.
Science, English, history. Is he capable of leading some sort of group therapy session?
Pretty certain he teaches English.
The thing is that teachers somehow think that they are the experts in reaching kids on every level, and they're not. And it's what causes problems.
Yeah.
Like, understand your lane and your role in these kids' lives, and don't act like you can go in there and be anything more than ears to hear. If you want to say, hey, guys, you know, we get it. Somebody got murdered. This doesn't happen in our town.
That's unfortunate.
How's everybody doing? Are they doing all right? Okay, I'm fine with that. But to be like, hey, we're going to have 20 minutes. This is a safe space. Let's share. Bro, you're just asking for a lawsuit. Like, you're not helping anybody by doing that.
That's kind of a mess. At one point, Tom has a conversation with Adele and Archie where he basically out and out says, hey, did you know that she was married previously and someone died, and her husband died the exact same way? And then they're just like, get out. The lawyer shuts down the whole conversation. And he comes back after that and he's like, well, now they don't want to talk to me. And Tom, you went really hard.
You went hard, bro.
You went hard, bro.
You went hard.
I think that's exactly the time a lawyer needs to shut it down. Like, come on, man. Like, you did accuse. You were making some pretty strong insinuations. And then finally, my man Owen has planned a whole bunch of stuff.
Tom literally said, I wish we could ask your ex-husband. But we can't. Because he's dead.
That's right.
And then the lawyer's like, that's enough. Yeah. And he's like, oh,
but also
they
like,
shut me down.
You're holding cards that she doesn't know you have.
Yep.
And you know when he decides to use them? For maximum gotcha effect. Not to break the case. I want this moment. I want this, didn't know that I knew that. Bam! Now back to solving this crime.
He does, like, that's one you maybe hold for a little bit. That's a card you hold for a little bit longer. And then finally, Owen goes through so many steps. He has thought through every step of the plan, except for security cameras in the room where he's dropping off and making the switch for the drugs. Where he's illegal.
Well, but the cops put those there.
But he didn't figure that one out. Like, he couldn't, like, he's... Yeah. Come on, man. Yeah. He's thought about everything, down to Julian being in the parking lot at the right time. Like, this guy's thought of everything.
I mean, he also hypnotized people to give him money for his wellness center.
Which I don't even want to get into how that's not how hypnosis works.
It is. It happened. And you know what happened. We don't have to talk about it now.
That's fair.
Oh, it happened, baby. Is it my turn?
Yeah, it is, buddy.
My guy Brad gave up so easy. When he walked into the kitchen, he was like, you want to get dinner? And she's like, I gotta go get these. He just walked out. Buddy, just hold your ground. Shoot your shot, Brad. That was hardly shooting your shot. Hardly. It was like dribbling, but then never. I don't know. There's something.
Basketball.
Keep working on it.
Basketball. Yeah. I'll get there next week. So you mean to tell me that there is a doctor's office where there is a Dr. Smiley and a Dr. Gentle? There's a Dr. Smiley and a Dr. Gentle?
I would never go to that doctor.
Dr. Gentle killed someone. That's who the killer is. That's Dr. Right. Gentle. So.
And Dr. Smiley died.
Died. So. That's right. Yeah, that's Gentle killed Smiley.
Gentle killed Smiley. That is ironic.
It was a gentle way. You can never...
I think arsenic's a pretty painful way, or hemlock's a pretty horrible way to die, based off of what I read.
You want to get into it now? Go through all the visceral details?
No, I'm good.
Nope?
You read just because of this movie,
No,
right?
I've read about it.
I got to do hemlock research.
You've just read about it.
Well, you know, that's how Socrates
died.
Hey,
I've got some chocolate I made for you. Would you like to try some?
Adele says this in passing. Never not, buddy. My dad warned me Yeah, to never marry a handsome man.
I got this one down.
I had it down as my wait. What or what the?
What kind of BS advice is that? Dad?
No, finish the whole sentence. My dad warned me never marry a handsome man, and I married two.
Yeah, it's not good advice.
Bad advice.
Who hurt that dad?
I mean, also like, but also it's like that means he'll cheat because he's attractive, good, yep. And then. Or what are you saying about all of us faithful husbands? We're not like
that. We're ugly?
We're uggos. I mean, which fine. But also, but all of them. All
her first husband didn't cheat on her, though, right?
I think we were led to believe that he did, but it just so happened drove off a cliff.
That's actually why you don't marry handsome. They're always driving off cliffs.
I'm so good looking. Oh!
Adele's dad.
I wish I was smart though. How do brakes work in cars?
Adele's dad's awful.
Doom, doom.
Brush your teeth twice a day. Eat all your fruits and veggies. And for the love of God, don't marry handsome men. Please. Don't give your old man a heart attack by bringing back Brad Pitt.
That's right.
Can't do it. I said Brad Pitt.
Yeah, you did.
Pip, pip.
Pip, 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 pipe.
Guys, I don't know what school Andrew Walker went to for detectiving, but apparently they have like a 101, 201. He went to all of the classes on how to look at maps.
Yep.
Because this guy.
He's never seen one. He's never seen a map. At one point, he gets in a catcher stance, Brian. He's like. He's crouching. He's hopping. He's bobbing. He's weaving. He's all over the place.
Oh, my gosh.
Map is speaking to me. Did he drop acid? Like, why in the world is he doing that?
So many maps. Scenes. Guys, this is only if you're watching live, but what in the world is a Movies from the Heart marathon? I don't know what Hallmark's doing, because they do this thing on Hallmark Channel that's rom-con-a-thon. That's literally your network. Your network is that. Movies from the Heart, that is your thing.
Not on Movies and Mysteries.
So they're just doing it, just doing for funsies?
Yeah, Movies from the Heart on Movies and Mysteries.
Why?
I don't know.
Why not?
Yeah. Goldie's idea of being stealth is taking pictures with an iPad.
Yeah. How about her outside the window of that interview? Plain as day. It's not like she was like in the bushes.
Was that window cracked?
Yes. Okay. They cracked the window because it was warm in there.
That's right.
Great. But they keep showing her, and it's not like when we I see saw like her a little wisp time. Of hair. It's just full like.
When I saw her for the first time.
It was basically like the visual equivalent of that land shark bits SNL used to do. It was like land shark. And they open the door and it's a shark to eat you. Like you're there where everyone can sit. Like no one is noticing the giant person on the outside the window recording the conversation. It's absurd.
And last but not least, this is a perfect example of why we just need to get rid of commercial altogether. Because what they create oftentimes is unnecessary cliffhangers to keep you on. Such as, towards the end of this movie, Andrew Walker coming up, grabbing her from behind, covering her mouth.
That is
the
just,
only purpose
on,
of that is to keep you through a commercial break. They come back and he's like, it's me. And she's like, why'd you do that? He's like, I didn't want to scare you. That's it.
Maybe don't do the move like you're kidnapping
literally
me.
Any other way of getting a hold of her would have been better. The only reason they did that is to get you through a commercial break. We need to get rid of commercials. They're making movies worse. Dan?
I would say curious is an understatement when we talk about Goldie. She's committing crimes.
Yes.
She is consistently going into crime scenes specifically after she's been told not to.
Yeah.
That is not a case of curiosity. That is her committing a crime. I found it hilarious that for the first half of this movie, every time Nikki comes into a scene, for some reason, Antonio Caone's character has to leave that scene. Like every time, it's like they make eyes and he's like, I gotta go. And he walks off. And I don't know why he's gotta go, but he's gotta go every time. They're talking about this autopsy. And Nikki is talking to Andrew and she's like, shouldn't this like not take a long time? And Andrew says, in a different size city, it wouldn't take long. A different size city?
A bigger one.
Okay. In a bigger city, it wouldn't take long. Yes. A different size city makes it sound like that any city that's not this size would create a shorter time span for an autopsy. Mm-hmm. So this city is that perfect sweet spot of too big to be small, too small to be big. We can't get a coroner to stay here.
No, I think it has to do with it has just the right ratio of murder to coroner where you're in a shortage. Small town, one coroner,
that many people
one
murder. Murdered that often.
Yeah.
At one point, they needed to find out if somebody made a call to somebody else. And they go over to Mason, who's a comic relief, and like, Mason, did this call happen? And my man has printed out a call log. Guys, it's 2022. We haven't printed out call logs in a decade. T-Mobile still sends our business a printed out call log. It is antiquated. There is no way a detective is printing out a call log when it can just be found and they can use a database to search through it very, very easily. I don't understand that. My biggest question of this movie is the timeline. All of this happened in 4 days, guys.
Yes.
Wow.
In 4 days, in 3 days, they found a new caterer for their gigantic party. She got the food, planned it. This same caterer also managed to not actually be back there to prepare and bring out the food. She's at the dinner party.
Yes.
So she has so many workers that could work on 3 days' notice. She's not even back there planning or bringing the courses of the meal up. Wow. I don't know how that's even possible.
That's skill.
It's something. My favorite thing may be when they arrest this guy. Andrew Walker's big line is, and he says this with all the smolder in the world, the state of Colorado has strict laws against the misuse of hypnotherapy.
They do, though.
Thank God. Thank God we're not in Iowa where it's carte blanche on hypnotherapy. Thank God we didn't go to that rogue state of Wyoming where you can hypnotize people into committing crimes. They can't do a dang thing about
it. People are just turning and clucking like chickens left and right.
Thank God we're in Colorado where we take this seriously. Thank God we caught a break there. Because if we were in that fly-by-night state of Texas, you'd be off with nothing. What? He murdered someone, Andrew. It's not the laws on hypnotherapy that's going to get him in trouble. It's the murder. The murder is going to get him in trouble. That is true in all 50 states.
To all my friends in Iowa, turtle.
Dude, you guys don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
Things are getting wild in
Iowa.
The
purge is happening.
Got him. Mm. And you know what? There's nothing they can't do a dang thing about it because it's Iowa.
Iowa.
Free reign. What, the Hallmark?
Yeah, let's do it.
Payton, what you got, buddy?
Well, you already took mine. I just wanted to know more about the dad of Adele because he does sound just like a real gem. Like, who did hurt him? He sounds just like a real yeah. tragic figure.
Yes, for sure.
I just want to know about Adele.
Yeah.
Not just like her as a character. I want to know how they got to that name. Was it in the book? Was it in the book that this is from?
Or did they just say, like, I read the book? Huh? Yeah, there's a series of books.
Well, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Did they just say, let's just throw Adele in there and just like get her song stuck in everybody's head as a form of hypnotherapy? Like, there's something going on there. Why Adele? Why pick one of the biggest pop stars in the world that also happens to just go by one name, Adele, and use that as a big character in a movie?
I set fire to your car.
It's like murder.
Nailed it.
Thanks.
It's good.
Thanks.
Real I could have stabbed that boy. Oh. Sorry, you got one, Brian?
Oh, gosh, here we go. Poison.
Hemlock. I have two. First of all, I want to know about this book club Adele's late for because she's being interviewed by the police in the middle of the day. That book club's a riot. I want to know who's invited.
Yeah.
But the big one is that Kayon and Deloach go out for a dinner, a date, and he says he has to tell this awkward story about this woman that he was very, very serious with. And the way I understand this story is Kayon has been in this small town his whole life. And he meets this girl when he goes somewhere else. He buys a ring to propose. And then she claims she's moving to this small town, Elks mm-hmm. Ridge or whatever.
Yes.
And she gets there. And before he can propose, the reason this is awkward is because she decided to move there just because.
Mm.
Not for him.
Not for him.
And I just want to know, what kind of psychopath is this woman? Who just chose the small town where she used to date a guy and said, I've got to go live there, but not for him. Who is this woman?
But if you like a place, would... and
she's never been. They didn't meet there. she's going to murder some folks in the next one. There's no way around it.
Well, like, no, she's dead.
She's dead, that's right.
That was about Smiley.
Yeah, that's right, Smiley. Yeah, she... Who? That's bad. That's not good.
Smiley for you.
Yeah, it's Smiley for you.
That's Smiley for you.
Smiley was definitely hooking up with...
Yes, Owen.
Oh, yeah.
No, not Owen.
Juniper. Jasper. What's his name? Julian.
Julian.
Wait, no.
No, that's
Julian's
the kid. Not Julian.
She was not hooking up with Julian. She was hooking up with... Hold on, I'll run through the list of names I typed down.
Julian,
you've been smooching Archie? With everybody.
Julian is Archie's son.
Yeah, Archie is... She
Adele, was Archie and Adele are said married.
That she saw.
Yes. Julian is no longer in high school.
So you think she was sleeping with?
No.
Yes. I thought it was with Archie.
No.
No.
No. Adele thinks because of course she's not hooking up with Jasper, with Julian.
Julian. But she is hooking up with Julian.
I'm fairly certain.
We never got to the bottom of it. You've been
No, I think she was hooking up with Archie.
I thought it was Archie too.
They want you to think it's Archie, but then that's the whole thing. That's why...
Or was she hooking up with Owen?
Julian is the one who told Smiley because they were hooking up. That's but why Smiley's never, dead.
Both were conjecture. So yes. That's the problem is the other side was also conjecture. Like, they never confirmed who she was sleeping with or who she was hooking up with at all.
I just want somebody to tell me if I'm right or not. It's Julian for you, though.
It's Julian for you.
We're going to be back more later. until then, I'll be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.